The digital world has finally caught up with Syracuse's daily newspaper. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the Post-Standard has announced it's cutting back the number of print editions it puts out every week.
The days of waking up and finding a newspaper on your doorstep 7 days a week will be gone in central New York starting January 1st. That's when a new business structure takes hold of the Syracuse Post-Standard and its website, Syracuse.com. A new information company called the Syracuse Media Group takes over their job.
If we do nothing, we're going to be out of business. We have to do something. This is what we're doing.
Publisher Stephen Rogers says the economic model that has sustained newspapers for years just doesn't work anymore, leading to a shift away from printed editions towards a beefed-up internet presence. He emphasizes there will still be opportunities to find newsprint smudges on your fingers 7 days a week, at least in the Syracuse area.
We'll have complete newspapers Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. In Onondaga County, we will have smaller papers available on newsstands on those other 4 days. But we have not abandoned print 7 days a week.
This move doesn't surprise many media watchers, like SU Newhouse School Dean Lorraine Branham, who saw the writing on the wall when other newspapers owned by the New Jersey-based media company Advanced Publications slashed printed editions.
When the news broke earlier this year about the changes taking place at the New Orleans Times-Picayune and the papers in Alabama, I figured that it was just a matter of time before something similar happened here.
The reason for all this is simple, the internet. First, there's the way people get their news, says Rogers.
Your children and your grandchildren don't read in print. They read on their smartphones, on their iPads, on their laptops.
Then there's the revenue component. Advertisers have been slipping away from newspapers for years, says Branham.
Real estate has slipped away. The classifieds have slipped away. I mean, we're fortunate to still have some automotive, but automotive, I mean, you go to cars.com. I mean, there are all of these online options that people also use and that advertisers also take advantage of.
Rogers expects, as time goes on, to see a sharp growth in advertising revenue online and a gradual transfer of revenue from print to online. So what are the implications of this shift from paper to digital? The newly created Syracuse Media Group will move out of the iconic white Post-Standard building on Clinton Square in Syracuse. Left on Clinton Square will be support staff called Advanced Central Services, and he suggests some jobs will be lost.
The combined staff of the Syracuse Media Group and the Advanced Central Services Group will be smaller than it is today, but there will be as least as many reporters on the street, if not more, January 1 than there are today.
One other concern, the digital divide. What happens to those who don't have the technology or access to broadband?
Not everybody can afford to have broadband. Dial-up doesn't work for the robust kind of online news and information that's out there today.
Rogers admits that issue played into their ultimate decision.
That divide becomes less of an issue as time goes on because the digital world is now in kindergartens. So everybody is crossing that divide. But that's why we think it's important to keep an edition in print.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.